Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. I am Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. Thanks for joining me today. Today, the topic that I'm looking at is the role of self-love and high self-worth in entrepreneurship. Are there required attributes that women entrepreneurs should have for their success? I choose to bring this topic today because I've met a lot of women, I've been in a lot of discussion where self-love and self-worth are two important attributes that one needs in order to achieve any goal he or she might, you know, endeavor to be involved in. And it is particularly helpful in the successful achievement, let's say, of entrepreneurship. And so I decided to look at this topic a little deeper and in order to see if I can debunk, you know, what is self-love and what is high self-worth. And today, for this discussion, I decided to do some research and check to see what does self-love means. And in doing so, I found that self-love is about loving oneself, not from an arrogant, conceited, or egocentric perspective, but loving oneself is about caring about who you are. And this definition comes from a psychologist and social philosopher, Eric Fromm, in 1956. And he said it is about caring about you, who you are. It's about taking responsibility for oneself. It's about respecting oneself. It's about knowing who you are. It's about being realistic and honest of your strengths and your weaknesses. So self-love is an important attribute that I think that one needs to have because it seems to center you. You know who you are, you take responsibility for who you are, you respect and value who you are. And similarly, I think self-worth is tied in to self-love. Self-worth is a sense of one's own value, and it is tied into one's self-esteem, and it reflects a person's overall emotional evaluation of his or her own worth. It's a judgment of oneself as well as an attitude towards oneself. So I think it's important to define what self-love means and self-worth means. And so by locating those two concepts, I think we can pursue our discussion this morning, looking at the topic of self-love and high self-worth in women entrepreneurship. I would like to welcome my guest. Hi, how are you this morning, Constantina?
Hello, good morning. I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I am fine this morning, much better than a couple of days gone with my flu. But I'm fine this morning, and I said I thank God for that, you know. So thanks for joining me. I'm really happy that you're able to join me. I know our time difference.
Thank you for having me today.
You're most welcome. And so can you introduce yourself to the to my group? And first, before you get there, I want to say to my audience, Constantina is my guest, and Constantina is a coach. She's a mentor, trainer, and speaker in the area of personal and professional development. She has been doing this for over 2 decades, and she's also the founder of the Positive Change Academy, which aims to assist entrepreneurs transform their business to attract more clients, gain success, and increase their profit. So Thank you for joining me again, Constantina, and may you introduce yourself to my guest. Well, add to what I just said.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think you you gave a brief introduction about me and my work. I have been on the field of personal and professional development for more than 25 years now, and today's topic is very close to my heart because it is a personal journey, and it's also a journey of other women I assist as well. So mainly women in business, of course, at this point, but personal development is very close to my heart.
Okay. Well, thank you. And well, I think today's interview should be really good because looking at it, I think from one's own personal experience, plus, you know, your work experience, a professional development, I think it brings, you know, a rich, you know, body of information that we can share and that can be of very informative and enlightening to the audience. And so thanks for joining me. And I think one of the first questions I have is how does lack of self-love and low self-worth negatively affect an individual perception of, I don't know if I want to say money, but I think I've heard it along the concept of money. And what are your steps to a profitable business? Are self-love and high self-worth part of those steps?
Right. Maybe one wouldn't think superficially that the aspect of money has anything to do with the aspect of self-worth and self-love. But through my own personal journey, starting from the corporate to establishing my own business, I've realized that you might be the greatest expert in the world. You have all the knowledge in the world. You can even have the financial support, but if that belief in the self, in your abilities, in what you can do, and in the things you can contribute to the society, to the world, is not there, then you will not be able to succeed in business, because if you don't believe in yourself and you don't believe in the things that you do, due to the various limiting beliefs that have been developed throughout the years, then how can others believe in you? How can others believe in the services you provide or the product you provide? It's very difficult. And if you are not able in that sense to attract clients and so attract sales, obviously, you cannot attract money. Specifically, when it comes to money, there are so many limiting beliefs that we have developed, and usually limiting beliefs are based on our perception, usually when we were children below the age of six, things that we have observed, things that we have witnessed, experienced, or told about, in connection, in this specific topic, money, that influences really the rest of our lives. So if, for instance, we have difficulty, we believe that money is evil, or rich people are ruthless, arrogant, and greedy, that money don't grow on trees, money are dirty, these are very few only of very common beliefs that we've been brought up and either consciously or subconsciously believing. So if we hold any of these kind of beliefs into our energy field, into our existence, into our minds, then how can we be open to receive money? How can we be open to create successful, affluent business and life. Because we don't want to look bad. We don't want to be like the rich people. We don't want to be dirty if money is dirty. So subconsciously, we are resenting and we're pushing money away, and that's stopping us from getting into more money.
Yeah, I thank you. I like how you situate the lack of, you know, the self-worth and how people perceive money and how that affect their ability to run a business successfully. And the whole role of culture and socialization and how the effect that that has on our belief systems. And it is so true, you know. But is it possible to get rid of those belief systems, those negative limiting beliefs that we have, that we take from our childhood and bring into our adulthood and into the things that we do?
Yeah, absolutely. And one big thing in connection to self-worth and money, one limited belief I could mention here, which is really strikes a point there, is I'm not worthy of receiving money. I'm not worthy of money. So that's very much linked to money and the self-worth. So that belief is there. So one is, the first step would be for us to really realize that this kind of beliefs exist in our in our minds, in our consciousness. Sometimes we're not aware of it, and it's only if somebody talks about it, we'll say, "Ah, that affects me." And what we really need to realize here, Dr. Carol, is that sometimes because the logical mind says one thing, the logical mind might say, "Oh, but of course." I'm worth of money. I work. I deserve to get paid. But if we let the conscious, the logical mind aside, and we look into the emotional mind, how we feel about it, many times we see, oh, wow, that sounds actually true to my ears. That feels true. Although logically it's not true, it feels true. So the realization of the existence of such limiting beliefs is the first step. The next step for being able to be free from this kind of blockages and restrictions is to have further knowledge and further understanding about this specific topic. So reality is about money. So if they tell us what is really money, money is just really a paper. Money itself is nothing. It's what money really represents for us and what money can actually get for us. So really through knowledge start changing our perception. So that's the next step. But if this doesn't work, if this is not enough for us to change our limiting beliefs and perceptions about money in specific, there are various techniques out there that work with the subconscious mind and help us eliminate that. And one of the techniques I've been using very successfully, actually very recently I got two video testimonials of people whom I worked with, and they had some restrictions in terms of selling. They had limiting beliefs on selling. They thought selling was not good, and it ended up being a self-worth issue. I'm not good enough to sell. I'm not good enough for other people to buy for me. So I use a technique which is called emotional freedom technique, and uses the old Chinese system of the meridian pathways, which are the those who are not aware are the energy flows within the body and have been documented 5,000 years back by the Chinese and recently also been seen through specialized instruments. And using specific energy points similar to ones that the acupuncture is using, if you are aware.
Okay.
So instead of putting needles in specific areas of the body, we actually tap. very soft tapping on specific areas of mainly the face and the collarbone, and some points on the fingertips. So by bringing up the specific limitation, the limiting belief, and the event specifically, if we can get into that, that created the specific event. For instance, when they were, I don't know, 3-4 years old, and they witnessed a conversation between the parents talking about how this rich person treated them badly, and they, their greed made it, I don't know, some bad experience.
So we go back
and neutralize the feelings, the emotions, and the memories of that specific event. And in that way, when we neutralize that negative event, we neutralize the negative limiting beliefs connected to that. So people actually are amazed, and I am. I'm still amazed myself. Every time I witness it, it's just like, wow, quite miraculous how something which has been so strongly prominent in people, it just disappears. And then on the top of that, not only we eliminate those kind of blocks, which always somehow ends up into a self-worth issue. It's like peeling an onion. Maybe people think, like, for instance, in this instance, the ladies thought that, the issue was selling, but we ended up discovering that it was a self-worth issue, and we went back to those events that caused the lack of self-worth. So we clear the emotional overload of these negative memories and these negative beliefs. And what I do also is I work on reimprinting new beliefs, new memories. So using creative visualization, using affirmations and other techniques, we create new images in the mind and new belief system which are more conducive to a person's well-being, progress, empowerment, increased self-worth, and in that way allowing them to bring out the best in them. And by bringing out the best in them, they are able to bring the best out of their business.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that? You mentioned you're able to help people to rethink, to create new memories, to create new memories about themselves, memories that are, that will positively impact how they relate to themselves, how they feel about themselves, and their self-worth. Can you talk a little more about that? What are some strategies that you use?
Sorry?
What are some strategies that you use to help people to rethink new memories?
Right. So, as I mentioned, one method is affirmations. And affirmations, they are very specific, positive statements of present tense. So it's something which a person experiences now. Maybe even if it's something that they want to achieve in the future, they bring into their present awareness as it has already happened. Now, what this creates is creates the emotional foundation to bring about this in reality. So everything is first created in the mind. That's the first, as we call, manifestation of our reality. So we bring a thought, and the repetition, and the thought brings a powerful positive emotion. And by reinforcing that positive thought and powerful positive emotion, it becomes part of our existence, more of our habit. So this is one way of reestablishing new habits, new beliefs, new ways of seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
So the use of affirmations now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, continue.
So, yes, so for instance, when it comes for self-worth, for instance, and money, we can use the affirmation, I am worth of receiving money for my work now.
Mm-hmm.
This is one affirmation.
Yeah.
But for this, why sometimes affirmations don't work is because when people use sometimes these positive statements, don't actually believe them. There's no actual positive impact in them. And sometimes it actually brings the opposite results, because if it's something, sometimes we say a positive statement and then automatically the subconscious mind brings some negative experience.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I say the affirmation, I am worthy to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear your mind say, well, not really, nah, not me, rich, nah. You know, you hear yourself, you know, this, we call it the tail enders. Now, that means there is some limiting belief back there. There is some negativity, which does not allow the positive affirmation to work. So that's when we actually go and tap into that block, that restriction, and we find out what sort of an event or memory has created that negative restriction. So when we eliminate that mental block, then we can go back and re-experience the affirmation in a way that it is believable to us.
Yeah.
It creates the positive feelings that it ought to be creating.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes us feel good.
Yeah.
It makes us feel good now. It increases our self-worth. We feel deserving. It's empowering at our present, at our now. And the more such moments of the now, positive, empowering moments we have of the now, the more of them that we have, the more we cultivate the habit of it. So when we believe we deserve, when we experience yes, and we visualize ourselves being rich right now and we feel good about it, the more it becomes part of our conscious reality, and that can actually be seen, manifest, become a practical reality into a physical world. We can see it. We can actually become rich.
Okay, thank you.
There's no way for us to become rich if we don't believe that we can become rich.
True. Thank you very much. You have surely, increased my knowledge on the topic of, self-love and self-worth. And I hope my audience listening will gain a greater understanding of the importance of having, self-love and how low self-worth affect you. And it's not just affect you in terms of your self-image or how you feel about yourself, but it affects you in everything that you do. And so,
absolutely.
You talk a lot about self-worth, but how does self-love, is one able to gain self-love if she does not have it? How can the affirmation help in that same way?
Yeah, I mean, if the reason self-love and lack of self-love is being identified, how I work with my clients is we go and through the method of investigation or questioning, we find out the whys of the lack of self-love.
Yeah.
And in this kind of investigation, we always find that like anything else, lack of self-love is based on past events, past memories. There has been something in our past which has led us to believe that we are not lovable. So if I don't believe that I'm not lovable, that I'm not worthy of love from other people, or I'm a bad person. Many people feel, you know, that I'm a bad person, or I'm an insignificant person, so I've done something bad. I don't deserve to be loved. And they have tendencies of I deserve guilt and I deserve to be punished. All these things can be conscious but can be subconscious. And by just digging a little bit of the ground, we find out exactly what has caused that, and perhaps it was a parent or a sibling or a teacher or something in society that has caused us to believe that we are not lovable. So if we are not lovable, I don't love myself. If I don't love myself and I'm not worthy, then nothing good could come to me. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay for me to receive the bad things because I'm not lovable. So if I'm not lovable, if I don't love myself, then I'm not worthy of having a successful business. So if I believe I'm not worthy of having a successful business, if I don't believe I'm worthy of receiving money from this for the services I provide, then how on earth am I going to attract clients? How on earth am I going to sell myself? It won't. It can't happen.
It can't happen.
Maybe I will try, but I won't be believable.
It's, you know, thank you very much, Constantina. Thank you very much. What advice? We just have a couple of minutes, 2 minutes, or almost, almost three. What advice will you give to women who have a problem with self-love and low self-worth? What last advice can you give them to take their business, you know, to another level?
Right. First of all, discover which limiting beliefs or which beliefs limit them from bringing out the best in them and their business, of which are the limiting beliefs that work as blocks. Then I would say if they can't work with themselves, then find a good practitioner who specializes in removing some such limiting beliefs from them. But whatever they choose to do is make sure they remove these limiting beliefs, and not just remove the limiting beliefs that works as blocks, but also use the various techniques of self-development that exist out there in recreating new habits of thinking. And that's how they will create the new kinds of belief, belief system, which is more conducive to empowerment and self-worth and self-love, success, and more money. So I work with people like that, and if people would be interested to find out more about my coaching, they can visit my website at positivechangeacademy.com, and I offer a complimentary strategy session where I take them through as to how I could be of service to them and their business.
Okay then, Constantina, we will talk. Thank you very much for joining me. And those of you listening, I hope that you find that this session was enlightening, it was informative, and it was educational. I ask you to join me next Monday when I bring again another topic on women entrepreneurship. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dr. Cuddle.
You're welcome.